Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 29th January 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be a special soul who receives everyone's cooperation and moves forward with just the speciality of courage. May you be a special soul who receives everyone's cooperation and moves forward with just the speciality of courage. The children who remain courageous and fearless move forward by receiving the Father's help automatically. With the speciality of courage, you receive everyone's cooperation. With this one speciality, all other specialities come automatically. Take one step forward and you claim a right to many steps of cooperation. Continue to donate and bless others with this speciality. That is, use your speciality for service and you will become a special soul, Vishesh Atma. So Baba is telling us to become courageous, to become fearless, and if you become that, you will receive Father's help automatically. And with this speciality of courage, you will also receive everyone's cooperation. With this speciality, all other specialities will come automatically. So just take one step forward and you claim a right to many steps of cooperation. And also continue to donate and bless others with this speciality, courage. That is, use your speciality for service and you become a special soul. So Baba is telling us to have himmat, courage, fearlessness, nirbhayata. If you have this, you will receive his help. If you have this, you will receive cooperation help from the Brahmin family. If you have this, all other specialities would follow. They are linked with each other, both of them. Courage and fearlessness. In Bhagavad Gita, 18 celestial virtues are mentioned. Divya Gun, divine virtues. 18 or I think 36. 36. Out of those 36, which is the first? Courage. Nirbhayata is the first. So Baba is telling us to become courageous. This is a path of courageous soul, not of cowards. A lot of courage is required in this path of spirituality, because at every moment, at every step, you will encounter thorns, obstacles, difficulties, problems. This path is not the bed of roses. This path is strewn with difficulties, but if you have courage, if you stick one step at a time, you move ahead. And the result is growth. Yesterday only we were discussing, whenever any challenge come in life, just accept it. Because when you accept any challenge, and you pass through that litmus test, the result is always growth. Otherwise, every person wants to remain within the boundaries of that comfort zone. Nobody wants to trespass that boundary. Everybody feels very comfortable, very cozy within that orbit of comforts. But every new thing, every new step, when you take, there are definitely difficulties, problems, disturbances, turbulences of mind. You will not, but as I said, the result would be growth. Anything that happens in life, from morn till evening, from dawn till dusk, whatever that is happening, have the attitude of accepting things. Accept the challenges. If you are offered some service which you had never done before, say, I will do it. Accept it. The moment you accept, you will be filled with power. You will be filled with courage. Task will give rise to courage. Acceptance will give rise to extra powers. The moment you accept something, the moment you take the challenge and you go through that, the result would be growth. In the ultimate analysis, if you see your own life, so many times many challenges came. You accepted them and the result was always growth. There were many challenges which came in life which you did not accept. You reject those offers, those opportunities. And what was the thing? You are same. Had you accepted that, you would have been somebody else. Had you taken that task, done that task, you would have definitely landed up in upheavals, but result would be growth of mind. Mind is like a rubber. If you stretch it, when it is stretched by new idea, new challenge, new opportunity, new decision, new action, new take, new call, new initiative, the result is growth. But it can be a very uncomfortable task. Because you have to break free of your comfort zone. If you have to come out of your those area of comforts and conveniences, you have set your life in some routine. So it may entail to break that routine. That is why Baba is telling us to become courageous. Courage is a power. Invoke it. Let the courage come upon me. Whenever you are faced, beset with difficult situations in life, invoke courage. Once you become courageous, automatically Father's help will come. It's not that you keep on imploring Him, you keep on beseeching His help all the time, always praying to Him, "Oh Baba, come and help me." No, He won't. First you take the thing and then He will do. You show that, "Yes, I can do it." Vivekananda has said somewhere, if you have faith in all the 300 crores of gods and goddesses, and if you have no faith in yourself, success will not come to you. First have faith in yourself, in your own self. Have that self-confidence, "Yes, I can do that." So courage will follow, fearlessness will follow, everything will follow. And you will keep on going ahead, fearlessly. And what is the treatment for fear? Even if we fear something, even if we are afraid of something, you do it by doing. There is an English saying that says, you do it by doing. If you fear something, do that only. If you fear something, imagine that you are doing it. If you fear speaking, imagine that you are speaking. If you fear crowd, keep on going in the crowd. Imagine, visualize crowd in front of you. If you fear darkness, deliberately go in the darkness. So, by doing things by force, deliberately, you can overcome fear. So fearlessness, a coward died many a time before his death, Shakespeare has said. A coward keeps on dying, not death is here, but he keeps on dying throughout. That is the life of a coward. And the path of spirituality is not for cowards. It's for spiritually brave people. Because you have to encounter so many things which you never ever thought in your life. When you were leading a worldly life, all those challenges were not there. Life was cozy and comfortable. But the moment you embark upon spiritual journey, you find that new things are coming up. Suddenly people who were friends have become enemies. You see the life of Brahma. Was he prepared for that? Not at all. He was leading a worldly life, a worldly career. He had such a big business. He was thinking of extending his work for a few more years and then taking a retirement and then doing pilgrimage. But what happened? All of a sudden, divine visions and that sudden emergence of Vairag. And he gave up his job, gave up everything. And he was not prepared for that calumny or blame by the society. Imagine a person who is such, having such a dignified position in the society, all of a sudden he has to face all the censor. All of a sudden he has to face all the blame, all the opposition, all the backbiting. All the newspapers made headlines to defame him. Was he prepared for all this? Of course he was not. But did he lose courage? But did he got afraid? That sense of temerity, that sense of fearlessness was always within him because he had the faith that God is with me. Yesterday also in Sunday's Murli Baba said, you are swinging in that swing of soup, in that swing, and there are two strings. One of remembrance, one of seva. And my supreme authority is with you. What is there to fear and what more you want? You keep on swinging in this swing. What else you want? God is with you. So, courage. Muster up all your courage. Pluck up all your courage and walk. Emily Dickinson had written one poem somewhere where she had said that I was told to go in the jungle. I was told not to go in the jungle because they told me that there would be goblins, there would be ghosts, there would be snakes. You don't go there. But I went ahead and ahead and ahead and I found none but angels. She was told that you don't go there, you will find all these things. But he kept on going, she kept on going and going and going, and I found none but angels. You keep on going. Don't worry about what the world says. Nobody must have trodden that path, but you are the first person. You have to tread this. You have to show your courage. You have to do those things which were impossible. The other day in the doctor's conference, I was talking about Alice in Wonderland, where I had given one example. Alice's father says, before every breakfast in the morning, I think of six impossible things. I think of six impossible things. So every day, think of at least six impossible things. If not six, at least three. What are those impossible things which we had never done? That may be mastering Murli. That may be learning by heart the entire blessing of the Murli. That may be churning Murli. That may be reading Murli multiple times. That may be explaining at least 15 groups. Explaining Gyan to at least 15 people. These are some of the, might be you think these are impossible tasks I have not done. Going out of your way, going to museum and explaining and relating knowledge to others. So think of every day of six impossible things, which you had never done. Take a topic and start writing on it. Take a topic, for example, courage. What happens because of courage? Start writing on them. So writing, speaking, listening, hearing, reading, narrating, understanding a new concept. Probably you think this is not my job. Doing a new service which you had never done before. Enter into kitchen and do that service which you had never done before. Do something which is absolutely new, or such a newfangled thing, which walk on that path which is yet untrodden. Nobody has dared to step in that path. Embark upon that spiritual journey. So, do at least six impossible things. What should be those things that you decide for yourself? All those services which you never did, all those Gyan Chintan which you never did, all those different drills of yoga which you always wanted to do but you couldn't do, all the different way you wanted to give knowledge but you couldn't, give the introduction of the institution in an entirely different manner. Till that time, till now, you had never given such introduction, or anybody has not given. Do something which nobody has done. Then newness, then creativity, then innovation will come in our life. And for that you need courage. You don't need courage. Baba is not telling you to become bodybuilder or gymnast and defeat your opponent. Physically, no. Ours is moral courage. Ours is moral fight with immorality. So, when you have courage, you become fearless. When you have courage, you receive Father's help. Father is eager to give you help. Father is eager to offer you all his help, provided you show courage. All the Brahmin family is ready to give you cooperation. Right now, every Brahmin is in a state of sulking, complaining all the time that Brahmins are not good, they do not help, they do not cooperate. Somehow, we are mentally detached or disturbed by things. But the moment you have this courage within yourself, you start giving the same courage to others. Because this is a speciality, Baba has called it speciality. You have the speciality, utilize it, put it to work, give it to others. You have to donate this speciality and all it will come back to you. Remain combined with Father, and one Murli Baba said, and when you remain combined with Father in love, automatically you are feeding the entire Brahmin family with that love, and you start receiving love from the family. Have love for Father and you receive love from the family. Right now probably you have less love for the Father. In yesterday's Murli, while talking with party number 4, Baba said you had to remain like a lotus which is loving and detached. But what you do, you become more loving, and because of becoming more loving, you land up in the couch of thorns. Whilst here, the principle of spirituality is, the more detached you are, automatically, love will come to you. In the similar manner, when I said, Brahmin family doesn't cooperate, probably we are too much attached to the family. Bring that sense of detachment, but a spiritual detachment, loving detachment, then automatically help will come, cooperation will come. And one most important thing is, increase your love for that point of light, our spiritual Father. The more love for the Father, automatically all the love from the family follows. So, first, few points from the Murli. In nutshell, be courageous and be fearless. Don't fear anyone. You don't have to fear anybody in this world. No person, no place, no time, no circumstances. In the fell clutch of circumstances, wherever you are, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. Poet says, I am the master of my fate and I am the captain of my soul. So, never, never, never fear anybody. One. Second, you start receiving Father's cooperation, Father's help. Third, you start receiving family's cooperation. And fourth, you start donating, offering this speciality, this virtue to the family. Start putting this into practice. This is a very subtle level of courage, but very, very subtle level of courage. In the path of Purushartha, sometimes you get disheartened. There you require courage. Sometimes while walking, you fall down. To get up again, to rise from that fall and start walking, courage is needed. The whole world is opposing you, criticizing you, but you remain strong, unhampered by anybody's critic or comments. Courage is needed. So, today's homework is, I am a courageous soul. I am a fearless soul. There is nothing in this world for me to get afraid, and I walk fearlessly, and automatically all things will follow me. Om Shanti.